The 30th day of the blessed month of Amshir. The appearance of the head of Saint John the Baptist. On this day, we celebrate the appearance of the head of Saint John the Baptist in Homs, Syria. Saint John appeared to Abba Martianus, Bishop of Homs, in a vision and guided him to the whereabouts of the head. The bishop found it and celebrated its appearance with a great veneration. The story of the journey of the head of Saint John the Baptist started when Herod cut off the holy head because of his marriage to Herodias, as told in Matthew 14, verses 3 through 12. It was said that after the feast, he regretted the beheading of Saint John, and so he hid the holy head in his mansion. The place of the hidden head was unknown for a long time until two Christian men from Homs came to Jerusalem during the holy fast of Lent to receive the blessings of the holy places. Night fell on them while they were passing by Herod's palace, and so they spent the night nearby. Saint John appeared to one of them and told him about his name and informed him about the place of his head, and ordered the man to take it to his house. When the men woke up, they dug in the place that the saint had specified for them, and they found the holy head in a pottery vessel. When they opened it, a sweet aroma came from it. The man who saw the vision took it to his house, and he lit a lamp in front of it. After the departure of this man, the head was handed down from one person to another in the city of Homs, until Saint John appeared to Abba Martianus, Bishop of Homs, in the later part of the 4th century and guided him to the place of the head. He found the great relic and took it and celebrated for a great feast. May the prayers and blessing of Saint John the Baptist be with us all, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen. Also, on this day, in the year 1971, on March 9th, the Holy and Righteous Father, Abba Kyrillos VI, the 116th Pope of Alexandria, departed. He was born in the city of Damanhur to godly and righteous parents. His name was Azir Yusuf Atah. The hegumen, Tadros el-Biramusi, an elder monk, used to frequently visit them, and he foretold the young man's monastic life. When he grew, he practiced the monastic life at home, persevering in studying the holy books, church subjects, the rituals, and hymns. In July of 1927, he went to the monastery of el-Biramus, where he became a monk by the name of Mina el-Biramusi. He chose this name because of his great love for his patron saint, Mary Mina, the Wonder Worker. On July 18, 1931, the monk Mina was ordained a priest, and he joined the seminary at Helwan. When he heard that Pope Ioannis, the 113th Patriarch, intended to ordain him as bishop, he fled to Upper Egypt and stayed in St. Shenouda Monastery in Sohag. He returned later on and met the Patriarch, who agreed to his request of a solitary life and assigned a pious monk hegumen, Abdel Misa el-Biramusi, to be his spiritual guide. Then he lived in a cave, 1 hour walking distance from the monastery, and he only came to the monastery on Saturday nights to take care of the elder monks, attend Vespers, and the Sunday liturgy to partake of the holy mysteries of communion. Early in 1936, he lived in a deserted mill on the Makadam Mountain in Old Cairo, where he diligently held a daily liturgy. In 1941, he was assigned to be the abbot of Anba Samuel, the Confessor Monastery in Kalamun Mount. There, he renovated the monastery, the church, and built new cells for the monks. The church was consecrated by the late bishop, Anba Athanasius of Beni Suif, who gave him the rank of hegumen. In 1947, He returned to Old Cairo, where he built a church after the name of Saint Mina. In that church, several pious monks became his disciples. Many of them later on became bishops of the church. Because of his perpetual prayers and strong faith, he healed the sick, cast out evil spirits, and solved many problems for his visitors. When Pope Yusuf II departed, and after the long process of nominations, the elections for a new pope were concluded, and an altar lot was drawn, and the anchorite hegumen Mina el-Biramusi was chosen to be the 116th pope of Alexandria. His consecration took place on Sunday, May 10, 1959, as Pope Cyril VI, popularly known as Pope Kyrillos. In June of 1959, His Holiness consecrated a Patriarch Catholicos for the Ethiopian Church to strengthen the ties between the sister churches. In November of 1959, Pope Kyrillos put the foundation stone of the monastery of the martyr Mary Mina, the wonder worker, in the wilderness of Mariot, and relocated his pure relics to it. In 1967, Pope Kyrillos compounded the Holy Myron, which was a historical occasion, since this was only done 26 times in the history of the Coptic Church. On April the 2nd in 1968, the Immaculate Mother of God, St. Mary, was transfigured on the domes of her church in Zaytun. In June of 1968, Pope Kyrillos received the relics of St. Mark the Evangelist after having been taken away and kept away from Egypt for close to 11 centuries. The Pope laid it to rest in a reliquary specially built under the altar of the great cathedral of St. Mark, which Pope Kyrillos had built in the area of Anba Ruiz el Abbasia. This cathedral was inaugurated in a magnificent celebration attended by the then President Nasser and the late Ethiopian Emperor Haile Selassie and delegates from churches all over the world. Pope Kyrillos never forgot that he was the poor monk Mina, the anchorite, and his food was very simple. Many days he would subsist on a meal of dry bread, salt, and cumin after the late divine liturgies, which concluded in the evening. He was diligent in singing midnight praise daily, and his daily liturgy was serene and profound. God has accorded this pure father the gift of working great miracles even after his departure. When God wanted to give him rest from the afflictions of this present age, he had a brief illness, and on the day of his departure, he received a number of his children, and he raised the cross and said, "May the Lord arrange your affairs." And then he delivered his pure soul into the hands of God, whom he served and loved. On November 25, 1972, his pure relics were relocated to the monastery of St. Mina at Mariot according to his handwritten will. On the day of the relocation of his relics, heaven honored him, for the sky thundered and rain came down in such a way that it had never been seen before. May the blessings and the prayers of this Holy Father, the beloved St. Kyrillos, be with us, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.